First of all, obviously, I have a big passion for food, and I had kids of my own, and one of the biggest challenges when they're out of school is they constant call saying, you know, there's nothing to eat, there's nothing to eat, when they have their refrigerator full of items to cook. So I figured that if I had that challenge, many parents probably also have a challenge. That's one of the things about our society itself, you know, has been changing from generation to generation. Before, you know, you will learn from grandma and it will pass along to mom's recipes and then becomes your own recipes. Well, you know, it's been a couple generations already where mom had to work, grandma had to work. There is no time anymore to cook and pass those recipes from generation to generation. But kids, because their taste palates have been educated to the fast food industry with chemicals and with a lot of things that become addictive. Now when they taste something that is healthy for them, they're rejected because their taste buds are not used to that. So we teach kids how to make very tasty stuff with the stuff that they wouldn't even think about eating. It's amazing because my wife was teaching her kid since he was like 3 years old, you know, like just having them. And I know there's some safety issues, you know, you have to be careful. But just allowing them to put like the sour cream on a quesadilla, you know, pour the salsa on it, or here, grab a little bit of this sugar and dump it in there. That right there is a startup, you know. It's creating something in the kid's mind of being involved in what they're eating versus just sitting at the table and waiting until something's served. And a lot of times there might even be already trained at home not to do things or not be, it has to actually stop their creativity. You know, because obviously mom wants to get the meal done. So when the kid wants to grab the salt or the sugar or whatever, she says, no, stop, you know. And so they've already kind of been trained to not be creative. Where in here, we say, you know, grab the flour, toss it in there. And then they get dirty. And so it's fun. That's where the part of creativity comes in place. And they're able to learn how to be creative in creating a tasty meal. And it's like, what would happen if I put this in there? Now, as the instructor and as a chef, we're able to know if that will go good in there. So we kind of allow them, you know, like somebody might want to put another ingredient, like we were doing a pizza and, you know, we had a lot of the ingredients in there. And someone just said, hey, how would it taste if I put like a barbecue sauce instead of the marinara? Now we know that it will taste good. The kid didn't know, so we just allow him to try it and there find out if that was within his taste or not. But it allows them to be creative. So we can teach kids that healthy stuff tastes good. Then we just create a new habit for them. That's, I think, that in order to create new habits, it has to be slowly, you know. And that's something the parents need to understand. To create new habits, it has to be slowly. You cannot turn a kid from eating fast food the past 8 years, 10 years, to just eating vegetables and fruits the next day. It's not going to happen. Maybe when you were a teenager, you didn't care how much sugar and how much bread you put in your body. Sometimes, unfortunately, it takes about, you know, 30 years later to realize that I should have started earlier. But anytime that you start, it's a good time. But the earliest you can get a kid, I think you're setting them up for success in life.